use. And all this needs knowledge. So the animals, they know about the existence. They know about the seasons, they know about the poison, they know a lot. Up to the capacity of the brain. We have the capacity of talking language. This poetry, musicality, and with all of that, we are learning more and more. So, this is the path we are going. Here, he said, okay, in this path that we are going, this attraction is in everyone, but there are two ways. One is the animal attraction, the other one is the human spirit attractions, right? Now, he came back to it, to talk about this prophet and the way that the others, that they don't understand it. They are in that moment that they have lost. Did they? They have lost to what? To a better philosophy, a believing, a just and justice and all that. But they don't know it yet. This is how they're explained. Then we should go to another paragraph to explain this further. Yes.
We remedied, but in this case there is no remedy. Truly this man's heart is not inferior to a rock. We, thousands of men, brave as lions, with two or three feeble and a half-dead naked fellows, are left helpless like this. Is it on account of wrongdoing, or stars, or is it sorcery?
You see, unlucky. Mm-hmm. We are unlucky. Why did we lose? Is it because they don't say that? Are we losing or are we the winners here? Yes.
His fortune tore up our fortune. Our throne was overturned by his throne. If his cause became mighty by sorcery, we too practice sorcery. How did it not succeed?
We lost this fellow because he had something. We had the same. How come ours doesn't work? Yes?
This is all in brackets. The commentary on the verse of, if he asks for a decision, the decision has indeed come to you. O Railas, ye were saying, give the decision and victory to us, or to Muhammad, whichever is in the right. And you were saying this in order that it might be supposed that you were seeking the right disinterestedly. Now we have given the victory to Muhammad, to the end that he may see the champion of the right.
Okay, in that title, Rumi is precisely using some words here. One is haq. He doesn't say God. He say haq, repeatedly, because he wants to talk about that subject. And it's like this, that, listen, before this war something will happen. It's like this, that those group of silly people, they will pray and say, oh God, if we are close to Haq, let us win. If he is closer to Haq, let him win. God will tell him, okay, I accepted your challenge and I let him win because he is closer to Haq. Now what? Yes.
We besought the idols and God, saying, destroy us if we are untrue. Whichever is right and true between us and him, give the victory to that one and desire him to be victorious. Oft times we made this invocation and prayer before Lat and Uzzah and Manat, saying, if he is in the right, make him manifest. If he is not in the right, make him subject to us. When we recognized He was the one to whom victory was given. We all were darkness, and he was the light. This is our answer, that which ye desired. It has become evident that ye are the untrue. Then again, they were blindfolding this thought from their reflective faculty and banishing it from their memory, saying, this thought too has arisen from our ill luck, that his being in the right should be perfectly established in our minds. What indeed does it matter if he has prevailed several times? Time brings everyone to predominance. We also were made successful by the days, and at times became victorious over him. Again they were saying, although he was defeated, it was not disgraceful and vile like our defeat.
Okay, that's all this. They will say this, they will say this, they will say this. Translated, you will think like this, you will think like this. First, they thought that, okay, we pray that the closer to Ha will be the winner. Then when he became the winner, say, oh no, maybe that was one accident. It happens. He should be the winner several times to be sure about it. Then they say, no, even this way he could get lucky several times. But what about when we lost and all that? All the arguments which are all nonsenses. But logically it comes to the brain. This is how a logical brain will think about it. Yes.
Because in defeat, good fortune gave him underhand 100 secret joys. For he did not at all resemble one defeated, as he felt no sorrow or distress thereat. Since to be vanquished is the mark of the true believers, yet in the true believer's defeat there is goodness. If you crush some musk or ambergris, you will fill a world with the exhalation of sweet herbs.
Okay, again, playing with one word, shikas, broken. He was using the broken instead of losing the war. Because broken has that meaning in Persian language, when you lose a war. Okay? So, now he plays with the word. He says, this is like breaking a piece of flour or something good that the smell will come out. So the breaking is not bad. The breaking will let the perfume to come out. So this is the way you should think about it. Here, when we talk about the breaking or giving up or surrender of lover, is not bad. For you, for logic, breaking and losing is bad. Here we know that the lover loses his wishes, but it's not bad. Yes.
And if you suddenly crush the dung of an ass, the houses will be filled to the top with stench. At the moment of the ignominious return from Hudaybiyah, the empire of Lo We Have Opened, victory proclaimed itself.
Yes. Again, another paragraph. To explain what? Do you remember what he said right at the beginning today? He said, this is a subject which is hidden, and if I want to talk about it, it will be so many books, so I drop it. He is dropping the subject. So he will bring pieces, put them together, that remember all this. Remember that, first of all, who knows what is being lost? What is losing? What is gaining? Because we know that the lover will lose his heart, and it's the happiest fellow. So what is losing? It depends where you are. If you think you are in the team of the losers, it's an accident. It's a bad luck. Something happened, right? Because it's not your fault normally. You're waiting for the credit, right? Then he passed, he came here and said, okay, now these guys, they pray. And they think that they know what they are talking about. First, they were praying for the ham to pretend to that. We are seeking the ham. We are looking for justice, truth, and the truth and all that. But at the end of the day, you will see that it didn't happen. Yes?
The hidden reason why God Most High gave the title of victory to the return of the Prophet on whom be peace from Hudaybiyah without having gained his purpose, as, lo, we have opened victory, for it was a locking in appearance, and in reality an opening. Just as the crushing of musk is apparently a crushing, but really the confirmation of its muskiness and the exhibition of its virtues and their perfection.
Good. Another explanation, another addition to that, bringing another strange stuff. In one war, when they are coming back, they have lost the war, but they will say, oh, we are the winners, hooray, and things like that. Now I want to explain that to you, because to you, losing and winning is only logical, and this is beyond the logic. Yes?
From the empire came to him the message, go, be not saddened by the withholding of this victory. For in this present abasement of thee, there are victories. Lo, such and such a fortress, such and such a town, are to thee. Consider, after all, when he retreated in haste, what he did against Quraysa and Nadir. The fortresses also round those two settlements submitted, and advantages as spoils. And if that be not so, consider that this class are sorrowful and woeful and distraught. And enamored. They eat the poison of abasement like sugar. They feed like camels on the thistle of sorrows, for the sake of the sorrow itself, not for the sake of relief. In their eyes, this lowliness is as a ladder. So glad are they at the bottom of the pit that they are afraid of the throne and the tiara. Every place where the Beloved himself is, their companion, is above the sky, not below the earth.
Okay, what was that? A short paragraph with a very long explanation of what? Of that strange moment. They have lost a war, but they are a winner, because this was one piece of a lot of different actions, and he was told that don't be sad if you lose here, because this is the part of that, the winning game, because at the end, for us, winning is arriving at the side of the Beloved. That's the only stuff we are looking at. The rest doesn't count that much. Again, yes.
Commentary on the tradition of the Safa, on every piece, said, do not declare me to be more excellent than Yunus ibn Matar. The Prophet said, no preference is to my ascension as being superior to the ascension of Yunus. Mine was up to heaven, and his was down below, because nineness unto God is beyond calculation.
The only way that this strange stuff could be explained to you is in a very strange example. That's what Muhammad says. Muhammad says, you know what? The best thing happened to me was Mi'raj. Mi'raj means going high, highest, the highest, to visit the God, right? He says, you know what? my mirage, which was lovely,